pool of cold air has moved across South Australia today in behind a cold front that's been moving through the region. Now tomorrow that's going to move in a northeasterly direction, crossing much of New South Wales. It's even going to bring the potential of some snow down to about 1200 metres about the central tablelands. But the amount of rainfall with this system is going to be very light, so we're not looking at anything in the way of worthwhile falls. A frontal system will also move through the southwest, but for Queensland, the southwesterly wind flow will be dry. That means clear, dry and sunny conditions. Wind chills will be a factor across many parts of the state, though it could be an isolated shower about the far north of the Cape. Now, showers apart from the west and the far northeast of New South Wales, now these are mostly going to be light, the more frequent, and the slightly heavier falls will be about the central and southern slopes, but even there, less than about 10 millimetres. For Victoria, showers about the west and the northwest to begin with. They'll clear as the morning progresses. There could be an isolated shower on and south of the ranges, but those falls are also going to be very patchy and light. A few showers about the west, south and east coast of Tasmania. Light and patchy falls expected. We've got showers clearing from the agricultural districts and generally dry conditions across much of the remainder of South Australia. But a front will move through the southwest land division. That's going to bring the potential of some gusty wind showers, even some hail about. And for the territory, relatively clear, but a bit of cloud about the southwestern quarter.